But you're going to hear from Mr. Von Steele in today's Veterans Day coverage. We salute everyone who's served in the U.S. Armed Forces and everyone currently serving who's watching our show. This is CNN Student News. Upheaval at Penn State University. It's part of all the fallout from the story we told you about yesterday. The school's Board of Trustees is making dramatic changes at some of the highest levels, starting with the school's president.
Effective immediately, Dr. Spanier is no longer president of the university. In addition, Joe Paterno is no longer the head football coach, effective immediately.
Coach Joe Paterno has gotten more wins than any other coach in major college football. After the scandal broke, he announced plans to step down at the end of the season, but many people, including the Penn State Board of Trustees, didn't think Paterno did enough to address the scandal at the school. So they forced him out immediately, along with the state president, on Wednesday night. Hundreds of students turned out to support Paterno. One rally turned into a riot that you see in this YouTube video.
See if you can ID me. I became independent from Japan in 1945. I'm about the size of Indiana, but I have one of the world's largest economies. I'm the Asian country whose capital is Seoul. I'm South Korea, and about 98% of my population can read and write.
For students in South Korea, there is no messing around senior year. More than 80% of high school students there go on to college, and it's the college entrance exam that determines which university students will get into. That test was given on Thursday. It lasts for 8 hours, and the whole country changes its schedule for this. You see underclassmen here lining up in a public pep rally to cheer on seniors taking the test. Stock markets open later. There are more bus and subway routes. Police even give rides to some students to make sure they won't be late. 700,000 South Korean students took the test on Thursday, and many of those who don't do well will take another year to study for the next test. Another animal has gone extinct in our time. It's Africa's western black rhinoceros. It's a subspecies of black rhino, which is considered critically endangered because of poaching and a lack of places for these animals to live. But some conservationists are doing something about that. They recently moved 19 black rhinos to an area where scientists think they'll have a better shot at surviving. How do you move a rhino? Watch this. They're tranquilized to keep them calm, blindfolded to keep them from getting scared, and then transported by helicopter to their new home. That might not seem very pleasant for the rhinos, but in many cases, conservationists say there's just no other way to do it.
This is the kindest way we've yet discovered of moving a rhino from the field to a vehicle.
It is a big operation. It's a lot of animals to try and move in a really short time.
There are no roads. There is no access whatsoever. You know, most of these parks are wilderness area.
The animals are taken 1,000 miles away to a place where they'll have more space and less chance of being poached. There are an estimated 4,000 black rhinos left in the world. It's hoped that a new home for these 19 will make a difference needed to keep these things around.